And but the creek actually runs through that wire. And that's what you call a water gap. And actually it'll accumulate trash and driftwood and everything else because the water sees it running through that wire all the time. That's sort of what you call a water gap, I guess.
I've never heard that before. I see what you're talking about.
Say if you have a pasture that's fenced in, and then you have a creek running through that pasture, well, you'll just keep fencing right on across that creek. And then lots of times you have to put weights, some kind of weights on the bottom of that fence. Because, see, that creek goes down lower than the rest of the land up on each side, so there'll be a space under there that there's a possibility the cows might can get in the creek and even wade out. So they'll put some type of weights, I don't know just exactly, but we always refer to water gaps and cattle gaps.
I've seen that cattle gap thing before, but...
Yeah, anytime you go to anybody's house, that you drive through those little places.
It was sort of like a pipe.
Well, they could. See, that they'd get their legs hung down in there. But for some reason, as a rule, they won't even try because as soon as they see, I guess they've got to keep their feet on level ground. And they just don't usually try to even cross.
So that's the cattle gap. Say if you were going to, if you were going to chop down a tree or something, you'd make a little V-shaped cut, you know, in the direction you were going to, you want it to fall. You'd call that cut a...
I know what you're talking about, but, all I'm thinking of is a groove.
What about, say, if you just took a, took a piece of wood and just cut in like this and then like that, you'd cut out a little...
wedge.
Think of the word, notch. Did you ever use
notch,
that?
Yeah. I just couldn't think. Yeah, that's right. You notch logs and you notch.
Do you ever use that to refer to this, to mean the same thing as a gap in the mountains?
I never have thought of it as such.
A place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
Well, like a boat dock.
Okay. Any different types? Like, say something on this river. Just a smaller thing, like just big enough for you to get your, just a place where you can get the boat into the water and then...
A loading dock.
And the types of roads that you have around here, what do you call most of the important roads you have?
Well, we call the important roads highways. And the others are just roads.
Okay. What are they made out of?
Well, the roads are just graveled roads. They're dirt, and then they gravel them. And then the highways are asphalt, or blacktop, we call them.
What about that white hard paved road? Like a sidewalk?
Well, concrete, but semi-concrete? Of course. I don't guess we actually have any of those, do we? Except sidewalks, maybe.
I can't think of any. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road? Say a road like...
A path.
Okay.